Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Sidebar with Cindy.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Thank you to Ndate John. He'll be back tomorrow evening for another great show. This evening, I'm talking about exercise. And the question I'm asking you is, when is the last time you exercised?
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Welcome to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwe Fansail. And tonight, we are speaking about exercising. And I'm asking you, when was the last time that you exercised? So as you know, I am preparing for the Legacy Walk, which is happening on Saturday, the 12th of October. And if I may confess, I'm a very lazy person. I lead a very sedentary lifestyle and I spend most of my day sitting. So during the day when I'm working as a doctor, I'm sitting and I come to Kaya FM and I'm sitting. And I realized that a 6.7 kilometer walk is not just going to happen overnight. So I need to be prepared for it, especially if it's, you know, it's a big event like this one. So I got hold of Danny Kamona. He's a running and fitness coach. And I'd spoken to him a few weeks ago and said to him, listen, I need to get myself in shape and possibly, you know, carry on exercising even after the walk. And so we had our first session on Sunday at my house and the video's up on Kaya TV and, like, I'm in pain. I'm actually standing doing this show because everything hurts. But it was a great session. I think it was good for me to realize that, you know, your body just doesn't look after itself. You need to put some work into it. And I'm 43 years old. I'm not getting any younger. So if I don't do the work now, I'm going to suffer much later on. So I've made a decision that over the next year, I'm going to do as many 5 kilometer walks as I can. And maybe, who knows, in 2021, I might be running. But we'll start off small and we'll take it a step at a time. But tonight we're talking about exercise. I'm asking you guys, when was the last time you exercised and, you know, what were you doing? And I'm joined in studio by Fulufelo Sipuma and by Tamsanqa Kubega. We'll be taking all your calls. Fulufelo is a fitness coach and her Instagram is amazing. She does amazing things. She has a lovely body. And Tamsanqa is a podiatrist and he'll be chatting to us about, you know, how to look after your feet, how to avoid injuries and so on during exercise. So 086-000-959. The SMS line is 36959. And the hashtags on social media are Sidebar Cindy and Kaya FM Talk. So good evening, guys. Welcome to the show. And I'm very happy to have you here.
Thank you, Cindy. And it's so lovely to have us today.
Good evening, Cindy and the listeners. It's lovely to be here.
Okay. So I'll start off with you, Fulufelo Sipuma. Yes. What got you into exercise? I must say, I find people that run fascinating. People that, you know, like people that just do stuff like jumping and running. Justin Jay, I find them very fascinating. So what interested you in this field?
When I grew up, I was always active because we would be doing chores at home, fetching water. That time we used to fetch water at the river, you know. So do a lot of activities. And then I came this side to start my schooling at the University of Johannesburg. That's where I started with my become accounting to study towards a chartered accountancy. And I just felt that I disconnected a bit from exercising because it was just a lot of work that we were doing at school. So we used to spend all our time at the library studying. So, my energy levels just went down.
Wow. You know?
And then I also started to adopt very bad eating habits, just takeaways because you don't have time. And I think the same thing happened with the work environments that we were in as well, because you spend the whole day sitting in front of a computer.
Exactly.
Yes, which is exactly what you were saying. Mm. You're sitting there, you're just ordering takeaway. It's a go-go world, you know, Dr. Cindy. Mm. Like, you're always working on something. You always want to be booked and busy, and you actually don't take care of your health. So I just made that decision to say, I want to go back to that. I want to take care of my body first and foremost, my health.
Mm.
And then from there on, I also want to make sure that I'm being energetic and also productive at work, which is going to need me to be exercising. So that's when I made the decision to go back to making sure that I prioritize it and put it in my schedule because it's that important. And that is what I always tell people, to say, exercise is very important to prevent all those non-communicable diseases.
Which is a big scourge in our country.
Exactly. Yeah. At the moment, you know, things like heart diseases, heart attacks, strokes, and the like, those are brought about maybe by genetics as well, but then you can also be able to prevent them through exercise.
And I must say, I mean, you know, I'm overweight. I come from an overweight family. I've always spoken about this. One of the things that you inherit from your parents or your grandparents, if you're overweight, is bad eating habits. And those are the things that we then pass on to our children. So being overweight is not entirely genetics. I just needed to say that. Not to you, just to the listeners, because this is how we all are. You are like that because you've inherited these bad eating habits. And fulfill. I'm so glad you speak about your energy levels went down, because exercise, one of the benefits of exercise, it gives you energy.
Yes.
It gives you energy. But when you're not exercising, when you're not eating properly, when you're not sleeping properly, you are sluggish. And I know this because I was doing ballet most of last year, and then my ballet teacher left for Australia. And the moment she left, I could just feel diamond. Now I'm just slipping back into what I was before. But every Friday, that hour of ballet did a lot for me. It was something to look forward to. It was something to, you know, it was painful. It was fun. But I knew it's okay. If I can just survive the whole week, then Friday I'm going to ballet. And now I'm just like, you know. But hopefully every Sunday I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, and that's the most important part. People think exercise is so painful. But then you just need to find something that you enjoy. Like you were saying, you enjoy ballet. If you enjoy swimming, then do your swimming. If you enjoy dance classes, then get to dance classes. So it doesn't always have to be hectic or something that is painful.
And Nakona, it doesn't have to be expensive, because when I look at gym membership, people join the gym, and there are some medical aids that make it worth your while to be a member of the gym and to get rewards for it.
Yes.
But a lot of them don't do that. And when I made the decision to start exercising, it's because I'd seen Utani Kamona. I mean, he trains people in the car park downstairs. And he's got cones and everything. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, this guy does this in the car park. So maybe he could do this in at home in my yard. Yeah. And I spoke to him. He came to our house and he's like, Cindy, you've got this steep driveway. You've got these stairs. This is the perfect place to exercise. So it doesn't have to be this big thing where you're joining a gym.
Exactly. There's body weight exercises that you can do that don't even need gym equipment, you know. So if you don't want to step out and go to the gym, you don't want to be in that big crowd, you don't have an excuse, because you can just get your body weight exercises and get gymming.
And Leo Crowd being Tasula, I must tell you, you know, so I struggled to conceive. So to have my first baby, I had to lose 20 kilograms because I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. And so you get to the gym. I had a personal trainer. I was paying lots of money for this personal trainer. But she used to say to me, Cindy, get to the gym 30 minutes before I do so you can warm up on the treadmill. So there I am walking on the treadmill at half a kilometer an hour. And then everyone's coming to give advice. Like, you know, Cindy, if you must, yeah, Cindy has a teeny, and I saw. And in my heart, I'm thinking, I'm rooting for my trainer. Like, stop it, you know. But people actually like giving advice to chubby people at the gym. Unsolicited. Like, leave us alone, right? We know why we're there. We know what we're doing. Leave us alone. It's annoying. And that's one of the main reasons why I stopped going to gym, because of all these people that felt they had to say something about my body and how they can help and how I must do this to lose weight, you know. And people don't realize just how annoying it is. And I think a lot of chubby people like I am, that's one of the reasons why they don't want to go to gym. I hope a chubby person calls in and says what their experience has been. But just mind your own business. I mean, you're there for yourself. Do your thing and leave everyone else to do their thing.
Yeah, because we're really at different parts in our journeys. Everybody's in the gym. Other people are still just got there. They're newbies. They don't know how to use the machines.
That's unacceptable.
I mean, those who just started.
No, I know. I'm teasing.
So my point is, like, I think we should all be friendly towards each other. We should all be accepting towards each other.
And don't hog the machines. Like, take turns.
Yeah. Don't hog the machines. There are people who do that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy, and I'm chatting to Fulufele Supuma, a fitness coach and a trainer as well. And I'm also chatting to Tamsang Lokubega. He's a podiatrist. And we're speaking about exercise. And the main reason why we're going to be doing health and fitness every Tuesday is because I have decided that I need to be fit for the Kaya FM Legacy Walk, which is happening on Saturday, the 12th of October. It's a 6.7 kilometer walk. And, it's important you know, for us to exercise. It's good for our health. And I hope that you guys enter. If you are interested, go to Kaya FM's website or go to legacywalk.co.za. Tickets are available. Entries are now open. And I really hope to see you guys there. We're taking calls on 086-000-959. We have Nono on the road. And yeah, good evening, Nono. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to actually just comment on this because I actually just started gym just today.
Really?
This morning.
Wow. Yes. Well done. No.
Actually, just decided to just go kill myself with a kickboxing class.
Okay, so have you exercised before?
Yes. My biggest concern, the reason why I called in, is that it's starting and maintaining.
Okay, no, we're gonna call you back, get you on a better line. Let's chat to Vuyisile on 086-000-959. Hi, Vuyi, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Van Zyl. Can you?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, good evening to the guests in the studio.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm good, and you, man?
We good.
I also wanted to comment on the topic. I have a problem with my body. I'm a lean guy. Anytime I prepare to run, because normally I want to run in the marathon, but I lose weight and I don't know. I look different. Like I look different in a weird way because I'm already lean. So when I do cardio, when I run on the road and then I lose weight, I'm not happy how I look. I was wondering if maybe the doctor can help. And also I tried pumping weight. In the gym. I think Kim Solo was talking about that. And when you get there, for the first 2-3 weeks, it's becoming hard, especially in the fluids, because you struggle with the bar and all those fluids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was wondering if the doctor can help in terms of the diet, what to eat. And the last thing, Doc, I wanted to say, I saw you this morning on Morning Live, sorry. I wanted to say you look great.
Thank you very much, Sweet. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'll ask Fulufile to respond to your query about your body, and then she'll obviously add in about the eating plan as well.
Thanks.
Okay, Fulu.
Okay, so in terms of muscle building, because I think he's doing a lot of cardio, he needs to then be lifting heavy in order to change that, because I think he's now saying he's skinny, but he wants to add more muscle. So he needs to start lifting heavier, doing less reps of heavy sets. That is one way you can be able to gain muscle. He needs to definitely eat more. Be on a calories plus as well. So those are the kind of lifestyle changes that he needs to be making in order to be gaining muscle mass.
And Tantan Obega, do you have anything to add to
and
that?
Remember, I also have a similar problem, actually. Wanted to gain weight. So with exercise, remember, you use a lot of energy in your body. So for whatever energy you use in your body, you need to supplement it with diet. A person needs to find out what they want to gain in terms of exercising. If you want to gain muscle mass or you want to gain a big body, you need to eat the proper foods, follow a correct diet that is accustomed to whatever you want to gain when it comes to exercising.
And it's important to chat to your personal trainer or to chat to a nutritionist about that. I think what we don't want people to do is to resort to using steroids. Injectable steroids are definitely not a good idea. So please stay away from that. Going back to the lines. Okay, Fulu, did you have something to add? Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to add to what he was saying. So what type of foods can he have exactly? Because I think he would also like to know for his targeted weight, what can add those calories or the mass. So he things that he can be having is things like whey, things like eggs, a lot of breast, chicken breast as well, a lot of cottage cheese as well. So those are the things that he also needs.
Because proteins are protein-rich eating plan. Yeah.
Exactly.
Proteins are very good when it comes to, remember,
they're the building blocks
of the body.
Yes. Yeah.
It comes to growth and repair of muscle and tissue. Mm. So yeah, proteins are very, very good.
Okay. Yeah. So Sidebar Cindy with me, Dr. Cindy Swefansel. We're speaking exercise. The question I'm asking you is, when is the last time that you exercise? We're taking calls. 086-000-959 with Beverly. I'm calling us. Hi, Beverly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, thank you. Excuse my voice. I've just got flu. So I just want to comment on a very interesting show. Actually, I just had my baby the beginning of the year. And previously to having my baby, I was a gym fanatic. I was I used to run ultra marathons. And it was so easy for me to just wake up and go run and whatever. And after my baby, just, you know, because I had a C-section, it was just so difficult to start over again and be fit. I gained 30 kgs. And for the first time, I was in the three-digit kind of numbers.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to deal with it. But because I'm stubborn and I always look at myself and I'm like, I only want to look good when I'm naked. So
that's a good motivation.
So I'm kind of like, in the last eight weeks, I put it out on social media and I said, this is what I've been struggling with since my daughter has been born and I just want to change my life. And in the last 8 weeks, I've lost 10 kgs because
awesome.
I started running.
Yeah.
I started running again. I started eating also. All the carbs, all the, you know, sweets, I just tucked them away. I even convinced my husband to even have the same food with me. So, it's much better now. I'm seeing the results. I mean, that's what keeps me motivated. But if anyone out there is, having the same kind of like, you know, stresses about, like, after having a baby, it's very difficult to come back. Yeah. But you just have to, you know, just look yourself in the mirror and say, I just want to look naked, like, good. That's what works for me, I guess.
No, that's so great.
I've got, you know, bad times where I don't want to go and run when it's cold. But you just have to, go out there and just do it. It's always good to look good in a bikini.
No, thank you so much for those encouraging words, Beverly. Going to Nono's calling us. We had her on earlier. I hope she's back on a better line. Hi, Nono. Welcome to the show again.
I'm hoping not to break off at all.
This is awesome. You sound much
hear me
better.
Clearly.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. So the reason why I actually called was that I'm a good starter of things, but I'm just a bad maintainer. So literally, we can do the practicing for a 5K or practicing or a gym class and those type of things. But along the way, I literally just lose my spirit and I don't want to go. I'm too stressed with work. I'm too stressed with everything else. And I just say, no, I'm not going. So what is it that keeps people going? And it irritates me because my husband is actually a marathon runner and he just wakes up every single night, whether we've had a fight or anything like that, he just wakes up.
Why?
I'm like,
I think it boils down to discipline. Yeah.
Well, you know what I think? I think you must find something that you enjoy. So what form of exercise do you actually enjoy?
Spinning. I do enjoy spinning. Okay. You know, but when you're fit, spinning is great.
No, but
it's not great.
But everyone starts somewhere. I mean, there's a beginner's class, right? You don't go to the high flyers. You start somewhere, and then you go. You go in stages.
Maybe I'm in the high flyers class, maybe. but I promise you, my biggest challenge is actually just sticking to it through and through. As such,
I'll ask Fulufela Supuma to comment on that before we go for a break.
Okay, I think the first thing you can do is to find an accountability partner. And you have your husband. You can just wake up and run with him every day, you know. So I think you need to find an accountability partner who will every day just, you know, at 5 o'clock you're going to gym. And that's it. So I think those people really help you to, you push each other to go to gym, you push each other to achieve your fitness goals. And just make sure that you also put it and schedule it, just like everything that you schedule, and stay accountable to it. I think you spoke about stress as well, that you've got work stress. And I think exercise is quite a good way to release stress.
Yes.
So you should actually be exercising. You should actually make sure that you're going to exercise, because exercise just releases those feel-good hormones that you need. But first and foremost, I think you just need an accountability partner. You just need to have that discipline to say, I want results and I want to achieve a healthy lifestyle. And I think that beats everything.
Great stuff. We're chatting exercise, and I'm asking you, when is the last time you exercised? If you've missed some of the show, you can go to kayfm.co.za, click on FM Rewind, and click on podcast. Sidebar Cindy will come up, and you can catch up with the show. I have two guests in studio. I have Thamsanqa Khubeka. He's a podiatrist, and I'm also chatting to Fulufelo Sipuma, and she's a fitness and training coach. And as I said, we're discussing exercise because yours truly has decided to stop being lazy, and I'll be walking 6.7 kilometers for the Kaya FM Legacy Walk, which is happening on Saturday, the 12th of October. Entries are open. You can go to the legacywalk.co.za website to buy your tickets. And it's going to be an interesting journey. I've started training, and that's why we're going to be doing exercise every Tuesday and Thursday. So Thamsanqa Khubeka, coming to you, you're a podiatrist.
Yes.
And very few people know what a podiatrist does. Right,
yeah.
And I must admit, you're the first black podiatrist I've come across. I'm very happy to have found you. I'll be referring everybody to you. And what does a podiatrist do?
Well, a podiatrist is a medical specialist that deals with the foot and lower limb foot-related conditions, which range from corns and calluses, ingrown toenails, sports injuries, kids' feet. Actually, everything that has to do with the foot and lower limb. So a podiatrist may have an interest in treating children's feet, sports medicine, rheumatology conditions that affect the foot and lower limb, and chronic conditions such as diabetes that affect the foot and lower limb.
And the toes and the nails as well.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so I have a flat foot. So how would a podiatrist help a person like me who's flat-footed and maybe struggling to find a running shoe or a walking shoe?
Well, essentially, if a patient presents to me with a flat foot, I have to first determine what kind of a flat foot they have, whether it's a flexible flat foot or it's a rigid flat foot. Most instances, a patient presents with a flexible flat foot when we ask you to stand on your toes and arch can form, right? And then in those instances, we try and find out what complications might be caused by the flat foot, whether they're going to cause plantar fasciitis or pain on the heel, and or arthritis of the foot and ankle. So once you come to me with a flat foot, we can actually make you devices such as simple inner sole or functional foot orthoses that you can put inside your shoe and or your running shoes, just to give you that artificial medial longitudinal arch, and then to keep you in balance and make sure that your foot mechanics or your biomechanics are proper aligned.
And how important is it, Thamsanqa, to get the right running shoe? Because so I'm looking for a running shoe, and I've been told to go to a certain store and make sure they check my pronation. So why is that so important?
Well, it's very, very important because with physical activity, with the terrain or the surface that we train on, you get a lot of injuries on your ankle and foot. So for you to get a proper shoe that's going to protect you from getting any inversion ankle sprain or heel pain, or that's going to let your foot to give in when you're running or you're training. So you need to find a shoe that's it's going to help you with your foot type. You mentioned anti-pronatory shoe or a neutral shoe or those kind of shoes. So we assess your foot, we check what kind of a foot you have, and if you have a flat foot, we make sure that we prescribe a shoe that's going to actually support the falling in of your foot, thereby making sure that when you're running or doing sporting activity, you don't strain your muscles, you don't strain your tendon, or you don't strain any bones or joints in your foot.
Because that could lead to injuries.
It could lead to injuries, it could lead to arthritis of the joints of the foot and ankle.
Okay, so that's the voice of Tamsin Lakubega, who's a podiatrist, and then he just explained what he does. I also have Fulufile Supuma, a fitness fitness coach and trainer in studio. And we're speaking about exercise because, as you know, we are leading up to the Legacy Walk, the Kai FM Legacy Walk, which is happening on the 12th of October. So make sure you have your tickets. You can get them at legacywalk.co.za. We'll also be taking your calls on 086-00-00959, you know, discussing exercise. You know, are you exercising? How are you exercising? Why are you exercising? And so on. So, you know, another question that I have for you is that when you look at flat feet, is it mostly people who are overweight who have flat feet, or it's just a genetic thing? Because I was told growing up that I had flat feet because I was chubby.
Okay. With flat foot, it's mostly, in most instances or most patients who present in our clinics, it's genetically predisposed. I always ask my patients, do your parents have a flat foot or not? Which is a genetic predisposition. And then with overweight, it's what we call an acquired flat foot. There's a tendon and or a muscle that runs just below your medial malleolus and then underneath your foot.
That's the medial malleolus, is the inside of your ankle.
So it's your posterior tibial tendon. So if you overweight, that tendon or that muscle actually gained, it becomes strained or it becomes stretched to a point where
your arch collapses. Lucid
and then your arch collapses. So it's an ongoing problem. It's an ongoing problem if you have, it's too much weight and then you're putting too much weight on your feet and then you're stretching that muscle. And then that's why we call it an adult acquired flat foot.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for the explanation. So taking your calls on 086-00-00959, we have Lindo calling us from Johannesburg. Hi, Lindo. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Cindy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So I've got a question. I'm halfway through my pregnancy now, and I'm not sure if I can exercise. We had a nutritionist recently at work, and they advised that eating for two is not a real thing. So now I know that I shouldn't be gaining weight out of control. I'm trying to figure out, are there exercises that I can do? I met with a personal trainer yesterday who said I shouldn't be exercising until I've got the baby. But I'm not sure how accurate that is.
Okay, so the first question is, have you been exercising all along?
I have been exercising up until I got pregnant. So I slowed down and I stopped.
Okay, no. So you should have carried on exercising, but obviously we worry the most in the first trimester, and then thereafter you carry on. But obviously you lighten it up as your pregnancy progresses. In terms of the eating, look, you can gain anything between 5 and 15 kilograms. That's considered to be okay. Anything beyond that might be problematic. So just check how much you've gained. Speak to your obstetrician, but don't starve yourself because you're trying not to gain weight. I mean, the baby needs to eat. And the nice thing about babies is that if you're not eating enough, they're getting enough and you'll start suffering. So if you don't eat properly, you're going to start losing teeth, losing nails, losing hair, and you don't want to do that. So speak to your gynae and just carry on eating as best you can.
Okay.
Well, all the best with the rest of your pregnancy, Lindo.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we have Umadoda calling us from Johannesburg. Hi, Umadoda. Welcome to the show.
Good evening to you, Doctor. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right. Doc, I need your help. I haven't been exercising for more or less like 10 months. Reason being, the type of shoes I was using, the doctor told me, or the dietitian told me, that I should use them for gardening, because they are the ones contributed to my injury. My BMI, I stand 1.66, and I wear size 41. And then my weight was 59 kgs. So I am, I'll put it this way, I'm bow-legged. I'm being teased about you, congratulations. So I'm outright supinated.
Okay.
All right. As I explained earlier, when you going to exercise, you need to first assess your food type, what kind of a food type that you have. You come in and out of offices, and then I see what kind of a food type you have. I need to see you walking. I need to see you running. We do what we call gait analysis, as to see when you heel stride or when you loading, and then when you are walking. So after that, I can see what kind of a shoe you can benefit from. Either it's an anti-pronated shoe or a neutral shoe. And then if you experience pain or you experience any type of injuries when you're exercising, we need to assess those injuries and then assess what is the core cause of those injuries. And thereby, we address the situation by prescribing appropriate shoes. And then when you said the shoes that you're wearing are gardening shoes, what type of shoes are those?
My daughter, what type of shoes were those? Were those the trainers, the sneakers that you were wearing? Okay, we've lost him, my daughter. I assume that he was wearing, that the person was speaking about his trainers. So,
yes. Like I said, we don't just prescribe our shoes just for NJ. We prescribe shoes based on the foot type of the patient, based on the previous injuries that they may encounter when running or when doing exercises. I'd suggest that he visits a podiatrist and then assess what kind of a foot he has, what kind of problems he has when exercising, and then we could take it from there.
But I mean, I think the other thing as well, I must say, when I went to buy my two pairs of shoes that I had, the first one I bought because they were a certain brand, because I'm very brand loyal. And the second pair I bought because they had pink in them. So it didn't even cross my mind, Uti, I'm buying a shoe that's...
Is that the right...
Yeah, it was a shoe. Right. So the shoe that I bought is actually for aerobics. And so I can't be doing... I'm up and down on the driveway in shoes for aerobics. So that's the other thing as well. We don't really know what we're doing when we're going to buy the shoes.
Yes, of course. A lot of people don't know what kind of shoes to get or how to get shoes. But I'm sure... if I'm not mistaken, a lot of shop has got consultants now that stand by the shoes and then advise you what kind of shoes that you can get for yourself. And if you don't have a consultant by the store, you can always Google what kind of foot type you have and then what kind of shoes that you may benefit based on your foot type, and then you can get a shoe based on that. Or alternatively, you can come and see a podiatrist and then they can advise you the best when it comes to what kind of shoe or running shoes that you can get when you want to do sporting activities.
Okay, yeah. So the shoe is important. And Fulu?
Yes, I think by the stores, they always mark to say for this, these are your running shoes, these are your training shoes. So I think people probably just don't look at those things, but there's always indicators to say what type of shoe that is.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and the other thing is, even with our Podiatry Association of South Africa, if you can go there and then go to our runner's guide shoes, you go there and then you can click the type of shoes, especially for runners, and then there's guidelines on what kind of shoes, and then there's different brands that they put up there, and then it tells you this brand, it helps in 1, 2, 3,
Then
this brand, you can wear it when you're running these kind of kilometers.
So they better have them in pink, because I'm not paying more than 1,000 rand for a
I'm
pair
sure
of
they do.
So we have Caesar calling us on 086-00-00959. Hi Caesar, welcome to the show.
Hi Cindy, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Very well, thanks. So I am a construction professional, and I tend to spend a good deal of my day on my feet. I think I'm doing about 12 to 14 kilometers just walking all day. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have to do that in safety boots because I'm in a construction site. What then happens is that by the end of the day, my feet are actually quite painful. My back hurts a bit as well. And it makes it difficult for me to actually spend some time doing exercise. I also noticed last week that I have a sharp pain and I'm close to the ball of my feet on my left foot, and I have no clue exactly what to do. So, I mean, I was thinking about going to buy new safety boots, but one should actually wonder whether or not a blind buy would actually help with the situation or actually just worsen it.
Okay, so we'll ask Utamsang to respond to that.
Well, it's quite a common phenomenon, especially with people who work in construction sites, where they get foot infections, foot pain, or any complications or injuries based on the type of boots that they're wearing. What I would want to know, or what mostly of my patients that I advise, we get them to bring those type of shoes that they wear, or the safety boots that they wear, right? Then if the safety boots of adequate standards. And then if they feel pain or they experience pain while wearing those kind of boots, there's a whole lot of range of devices that we dispense to our patients. He spoke about pain on the ball of his foot. You can dispense those devices that can actually protect or offer some cushioning to the ball of his foot. You can actually prescribe some simple inner soles that can actually support his foot. And we also find that most people who wear construction boots, they also suffer from excessive sweating and infection, fungal infection or bacterial infection of the foot. So we do assess that. We do check those kind of safety boots. And then if there's any intervention that we may have, we'll definitely help you.
Okay, great stuff. So we're still taking calls on 086-000-959. I'm chatting to Fulufile Sipuma, and I'm also chatting to Tamsang Lakubega about exercise. I want to know from you, when was the last time you exercised, and why are you exercising? If you are on social media, please post your exercise pics. I need as much encouragement as I can get. Use the hashtags SideparthCindy and Kaya Legacy Walk, because the reason I'm doing this is to prepare for the Kaya Legacy Walk, which is happening in October. But also, really, I want to be healthy. I think, you know, my mom, I said something about my mom on social media earlier on. My mom would have turned 70 this month. You know, she was, you know, she passed away in 2013. And I think this is something good for me to do, because she was overweight. She had diabetes. She had high blood pressure. And those are non-communicable diseases. And as you said earlier on in the show, Fulu, is that South Africa is faced with a scourge of non-communicable diseases.
Definitely.
So overweight, which leads to high blood pressure, which leads to diabetes, which leads to cardiovascular disease. We need to be working towards, you know, sorting our bodies out, sorting out our eating and sorting out our exercise. So I want to be different. I don't want to die at the age of 63. I want to live until I'm 100. And this is like the first step. I mean, my eating is not too bad. I cheat, you know, here and there. But I think the one thing I've been neglecting, especially after my ballet teacher left, is exercise. So this is, you know, I must actually challenge myself. Maybe I should run the Comrades in 2021.
But we'll you can do it.
Yeah. So you spoke earlier on, Fulu, about fitting exercise into your life. So yes. what is your typical day look like? I mean, I've just watched a video of yours on social media. Oh my gosh, girls, you are active. So what is your day, a typical day in your life look like?
My typical day would be I wake up, prepare for work, then I go to work. I have a 9-to-5. So after that, I make sure that I close my laptop, and then I make sure that I have time for exercise. I believe that we all have time. We can all slot in time to exercise. So I go and then I exercise, make sure that I got my exercise in. So that's how my typical
day
would
look. And how many hours a day or how many minutes a day do you exercise?
I'd normally work out for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
And so every day, 3 times a week?
At least 4 times a week.
Okay.
Yes, I do at least 4 times a week.
And your favorite thing to do at the gym or wherever? What's your favorite exercise?
Definitely weight training. I enjoy weight training so much. And then after that, there's also swimming. I do tennis sometimes, but definitely weight training is my go-to exercise.
You're an all-rounder. It's amazing. And you, Tamsang, what's your favorite exercise?
Well, I'm actually embarrassed to hear all these kinds of exercise, because I think the last time I went to the gym was when they were showing me around the gym, showing me where the weightlifter is, where the swimming is. That was the last time I went there. So
but it's every month.
Yes, of course. That's why I'm saying I feel very embarrassed saying that. That was the last time I went to the gym to see how the gym works, where I should go, and then they gave me a diet plan because I wanted to build some muscle.
To bulk mass. Up.
And then it lasted for a week, and then after that, I'm going to start doing it, I think, next day in January.
So you went in Jan, you did the usual, the January invasion.
Resolutions.
Yep. You know, New Year's resolution, got Jima every day.
They showed me everything, and then that was the last time they saw me there.
We're chatting exercise. I'm chatting to Fulufile Sipuma. She's a fitness trainer. I'm also chatting to Tamsang Lakubega, who is a podiatrist. And we're speaking all things exercise. We're asking you, you know, when did you last exercise, and how's it going? My journey has been documented on Kaya FM's website and also on Kaya TV and on all my social media. So I have made my journey to fitness public. So everyone has seen my body and my thighs and my spare chair. It's all out there, but it's exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, and it's something that's important. Exercise is very healthy for you. So let me know, you know, what are you doing? How are you changing your life? How are you getting healthier? So coming back to you, Fulufelo Sipuma,
yes.
I mean, during the break, we spoke about pregnancy, the post-pregnancy body. Mm-hmm. And you said that, you know, a lot of moms expect to snap back overnight, and that's not entirely possible.
Yes, it's not possible because I feel it's an undue pressure that is put on women to just pop and quickly snap back into their pre-baby body. And then I feel we should embrace women, you know, we should be able to embrace them and support them in their goals, but we should not put undue pressure on them to snap back so quickly and in an impractical way. Because I think it also leads to things like they now need to start a crash dieting, the risk of injuring themselves, like we were talking about, mm-hmm. the risk of also eating disorders that may come about, them trying to fast track and taking shortcuts in meeting those undue standards that society puts.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Taking calls on 086-00-00-959. I'm Hi Pindi, and welcome to Sidebar. Cindy.
Hi Cindy, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. So my success on exercising, like, it's really such a sweet story. I'm not a gym person, number one. I used to be, but then there was kids, and then it was too much for me.
Mm.
And then I eventually stopped, and in terms of expenses as well, then I couldn't afford gym anymore. So this year I was like, okay, guys, this is it. I can't be getting bigger than this. Like you, my mom passed away as well, 2011, due to overweight, diabetes, heart problems.
Mm.
So I decided to do something about it, because I could see. I'm not an eater, I'm much eater, but then because I come from a big bone family, so I was starting to gain weight.
Mm.
So in August, I decided to do something about it. I kind of thought gym. I was like, okay, let's just do this at home. Let's try exercising at home. I started out with doing 15 sit-ups. Now I'm actually on 40 sit-ups.
Wow.
And doing quite as well.
Yeah.
So within a month of that, I was 72.2 kilograms, and last week Friday when I actually checked with my doctor,
yes.
I'm actually on 63 now, 63.2 kilograms.
That is great.
And just doing it at home. So yeah, so believing and knowing that you could do it, because I never, also, look, I'm good at starting something, but maintaining,
it's a problem.
But I'm still doing it. My husband was like, look, job well done. I'm proud of you, because my day at work on Friday, it was made. I was just jumping up and down. My doctor was like, break that scale, you're going to pay for it. Because I just couldn't believe what the scale said. So, yeah. So that is my success, and I'm still carrying on to maintain the weight so that I don't gain much. So, yeah, that's just me and my story.
You've
That's
done
awesome,
so well.
Pindi. Well yes. done.
Yeah, you've yes. done so well, and then you've just gone to show that you don't need a gym to actually work out
yeah,
and
course.
Get a healthy lifestyle. You can run, you can do bodyweight exercises at home. There's so much that you can do if you can't afford gym. So, yeah, it's expenses or membership fees are never an excuse to say you can't live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah,
no, well done, Pindi, and
well
keep
done.
At it. I hope I see you at the Legacy Walk.
Yes, definitely. On the 12th, I'm coming.
Great stuff. I'll see you then. We have Ubunolo calling us from Joburg. Hi, Ubunolo. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Cindy.
Hi.
I'd like to just share my experience with exercising. I've always also grown up being big. And then for a couple of years back, I lost weight, gained weight. But for me, I think the biggest struggle has been the mental aspect of it. Because in my mind, and I know that I've grown up being such a big person, with the moment I start seeing results, I start to self-sabotage. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, you're making
a lot
of sense.
And it's something that I also had to even see someone about to actually help me get over this thing, that because I'm so not used to being this small, and when people see me now and I'm getting this attention, it's so uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It's something that I'm not used to, but it's a struggle that I think now I believe I'm winning, because from last year, my highest weight, I was like at 112 to where I'm at now, and I'm at 93 now. So it's something that, and I've been able to maintain that, and without, like I say, self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically my journey.
That's great, Mbonolo. I think the important thing is to have a fixed goal. You need to understand why you're doing what you're doing. I mean, for me, it's easy. I don't want to die. I don't want to die at the age of 63 and leave my kids behind the way my mom left me behind. So that is what's going to keep me going. So you need to find something to focus on that's going to motivate you to keep going.
Hey.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing your story and all the best. And hopefully, I'll see you at the Legacy Walk on the 12th of October.
Maybe while she's still on the line, yeah. I can just ask her, what for you is your biggest goal? What keeps you going?
For me, I was tired. I was tired of being the overweight girl. I was tired of not fitting into clothes. And I was also now getting, it was hard for me to walk. Simple things like for me, I was always out of breath. I was always uncomfortable. You know, a lot of things, you start feeling lousy about yourself. You start, so for me, it was just a matter of self-love again. I needed to take care of myself again, and because I wanted to do it for myself. That was my main thing. And I won't lie, there are moments where sometimes when I have to wake up and go exercise, I'm like, but why am I doing this? But I have to remind myself that because I love myself and care that much about myself, that I'm actually going to push myself. So yeah.
Awesome, Bunula. Take in, and I'll see you on the 12th.
Thank you, Mohan.
So, Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Francel. I'm chatting to Fulufile Sipuma. She's a fitness and trainer. And I'm also chatting to Tamsang Lakubega, who is a podiatrist. And we're talking all things exercise. So every Tuesday is going to be health and fitness, from me, because I've embarked on a journey. And I'll be walking a Legacy Walk on the 12th of October at 6.7 kilometers, which is quite a long journey for me. But I'm training. I started training on Sunday, and I'm my journey is going to be updated every week on Kaya TV. The first video is up and I post it on social media. And yes, you guys can go and check it out. And I think I'm going to wear the same exercise outfit over the next few weeks. And I think it's going to help people
to check
see.
Progress.
To check the progress. So that's also one thing I decided on Sunday. Okay, same outfit every week. And we'll see how I look at the end of 6 months.
That's a good motivator.
Yeah, it is. So, Tamsin, coming back to you. So you know you also deal with children. So children who need to do sports at school and so on. I just go to Woolies and I just buy, tackies and so on. Is it important to make sure that we look at our kids' feet and get them the right shoes?
It's very, very important, especially with growing feet. You need to take care of them when they're still young. And then we need to prevent those, we call them growing pains or conditions that affect kids. Your severe disease of the heel, kids who partake in sports actually most commonly develop the painful heels due to ill-fitting shoes and all of that. So it's very, very important to buy the right shoe, the right fit, the right size, and right everything. When going to shop for a shoe, make sure that you buy a shoe that fits really, really well. Make sure that the shoe or the foot doesn't accommodate the shoe. The shoe actually accommodates the foot. Make sure that the shoe doesn't rub against the skin, doesn't cause lesions like corns and calluses. Make sure that the shoe, when the child is wearing it, doesn't cause pain on the heel. And most importantly, make sure that you buy a child a shoe that when they get home, they don't run to take it off because it's so uncomfortable and then it's causing pain.
And what about socks? That's very important information. And what about socks when you're exercising? Is it important what socks you wear? Does it have to be cotton,
Remember, when we're exercising, we sweat a lot. The body sweats a lot. And then when we sweat a lot, we need breathable socks and shoes. So we need those breathable socks and shoes. It has to be cotton, because if you wear socks that are not breathable, everybody has bacteria on their bodies. And then if you sweat a lot, and then you get bacteria that actually thrive in sweat, and then you start having that foul odor on your feet because of excessive sweat, and plus the socks that don't let your foot to breathe properly. And then those bacteria can actually cause bronchiectasis, which is smelly feet, and all those kind of infections like your fungal infections or athlete's foot. So make sure that you wear breathable cotton socks and breathable shoes when exercising.
And in the event that you do get athlete's foot, which is a fungal infection, a good antifungal foot powder or a cream will help.
Yes, of course. But in most cases, before I prescribe foot cream or foot powder, I make sure assess the level of sweat in your on your feet. Because most people, if I prescribe a powder to you, most patients don't use them. So we've now prescribed your sprays, your alcohol sprays, your antiperspirant sprays, or your roll-ons that you can use on
your feet
that can actually maintain the sweating levels on your feet instead of a powder. So if you use a powder and then you're going to sweat, it's going to be like mud inside your shoe. So I prescribe more the antiperspirant spray, and then they work really, really well.
Okay, great. That's great. I didn't know about antiperspirant and roll-on for feet.
We do have.
Wow, I'm definitely going to look out for those because I hate smelly socks. And Fulufilo, coming back to you, when you're exercising, how much hydration should you be doing? How much water are you getting into your body?
So when it comes to hydration, I make sure that I just listen to my body in terms of hydrating. So I would normally have your normal 2 liters that is prescribed a day. Mm-hmm. And then just make sure that I'm also hydrating when I'm at the gym, busy working out.
And eating before working out, do you recommend that?
Yes, I would recommend pre-workout. So have your pre-workout foods, those that have carbs that are going to energize you for your workout. So just make sure that you're getting those pre-workouts or carbs that are going to energize you for your workout.
So not a full meal, not like a three-course meal, but something smaller.
A snack, things like bananas as well.
I like boiled eggs. Would that also work?
Boiled eggs also work. I love boiled eggs as well.
Yeah, because they're a complete meal. Mm-hmm. I recently started eating avocado, and I hate avocado. But after my workout on Sunday, I found myself eating avocado, and I woke up on Monday and I had avocado. So I don't know what Danny did to me, but I now eat avocado.
Those are really good because they've got the
it's a complete meal. Yeah. Avocado, boiled eggs, those are complete meals, and they're very healthy, and they're very healthy for us. I know in the past we used to think that avocado wasn't good because they're so fatty, but it's actually quite good fats,
the class of the good fats that are recommended.
And then you need it for energy as well. Mm.
And the last thing before we wrap up the show, Fulufilo, so there are no shortcuts to becoming healthy.
Yes.
So the best thing to do is to follow an exercise plan, follow an eating plan. And I've read that if you're losing a kilogram a week, then you're on the right track.
Yes, but then there are people that might not be the reality for most people, but that is achievable. So there might be some who might not necessarily be able to push themselves to lose a kilogram a week, but then we also need to allow people to get into it and listen to their bodies, like I said. Also, not try to do too much at once because you also risk injuring yourself. Mm. So people usually ask me in terms of weights as well, what should I do? What is the balance? So you need to make sure that you're not lifting too low, that your muscles don't feel any tension that is needed to actually grow, but you're also not lifting too heavy that is going to end up with injuries. Exactly.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining me on the show. As we wrap up, where can we find you on social media? What is your Twitter handle? And I also want your Twitter handle.
You can find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Tamsanqa Kubeka Podiatrist. You can engage us, ask us any question, respond really, really quickly. On Instagram is IamFoodDocSA. And then on Twitter is also IamFoodDoc_SA.
Great. And Fulufilo?
My Twitter handle is Fulu_S. And my Instagram is Fulufilo_S. And then my Facebook fitness page is Fulufilo Sipuma Fitness.
Thank you so much for being here.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.